We've got children starting work later this year. There was some big news overnight you might have heard. Here's Ian Ross, president of the Fair Work Commission.
Matters identified in our decision have led us to award an increase of 2.5%. The national minimum wage will be $772.60 per week, or $20.33 per hour. This amounts to an increase of $18.80 per week.
Now, for former retail worker Savannah Llewellyn in Kalgoorlie-Boulder, it's a start, but she says it's nowhere near enough for young people in the community.
Before Target closed down last year, I was on $15.80 an hour at 17 years old, and I was on $17 an hour at 18 years old.
Were you living on your own at the time?
Yes, I was. Moved out of home.
You had moved out of home. So how did you find it, paying for, you know, rent and just living costs in general on that wage?
It was really hard. So I did live with my partner. He was working as well, which helped a bit. I did have to get on Centrelink. I managed to get youth support for studying, because I was also doing year 11 and 12 at the time. And yeah, it is really hard, because it's like you get paid so little for doing the same work as everyone else. But at the same time, you don't get cheaper bills or cheaper rent or cheaper food. Like, you still have the same costs as everyone else does. Yeah, it was pretty stressful, because I was also doing two cert boards at the same time. So I didn't have much time at all. And working, they would always put on the younger staff more often because they could pay them less and it was cheaper to put the younger staff on for more hours, especially on weekends.
So about how many hours were you working a week and studying at the same time?
I was usually working probably, I'd say, anywhere between 20 to 30 hours a week. And studying, I was studying pretty much whenever I wasn't working.
So with this news, what do you think about the Fair Work Commission's announced pay increase? How much of a difference do you think an extra $18.80 would have made to you if you were working full time?
I don't really think it would have made much of a difference at all, honestly. $18 doesn't go very far, like, in terms of when you have, say, my rent at the moment is $260 a week, and that's one of the cheapest rentals in Kalgoorlie at the moment. $18 a week extra isn't going to really help towards that, and it's not a lot of fuel to put in your tank or much money that you could go shopping with. It's not really anything that would make a huge difference, you know?
For those low-income earners, particularly the young people, what do you think would have been a fair pay wage increase?
I think by the time that you're, 17 or 18 and you're, like, working pretty much full-time hours, that you should have the same pay rate as your older co-workers as well. If you're still living out of home and you're, you know, having to support yourself and your family or whatever, that you should be getting paid the same amount for doing the same work that they are. I can understand when, like, say, 13 or 14-year-olds that are still living at home, they get a lower wage because they don't really need to support themselves or rely on that income. But when you're an older age and you're still getting paid less and you have to pay the same amount for everything else, then it's a lot harder.
So later this year, when the minimum pay wage increases to $20.33 an hour for the lowest income earners in the country and in our community, do you see any benefit, though, in that?
I think it is a good start, but I think there's still a lot more work to be done, because I've seen a lot about, I did some reading on it, and I've seen a lot how it's going to affect businesses and everything, but I was reading a study the other day about how my generation is like we're earning like the least amount of money compared to the generations that came before us, even though we're the most well-educated. And people are saying how it's going to affect businesses if you raise the minimum wage and everything, but the problem is that people my age earning that amount of money usually can't afford to actually buy things at businesses and everything like that, because all of our money goes on fuel and food and rent and bills. Whereas if we were actually earning a decent amount of money, we could go shopping more, and I think in turn that would help the businesses themselves, because they would have more customers coming through when they can afford to actually, you know, spend things on things that aren't related to just their general living and welfare.
Savannah Llewellyn there in Kalgoorlie-Boulder.
You're with Danushi Dyers on ABC Goldfields Esperance.